Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. And if you want a little
bang in your yin-yang, come along. President Biden, he is saying he's going to run again in 2024. Will you support him?
You know, if the president chooses to run again in 2024, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Does the president have the stamina, physically and mentally, do you think, to continue on even after 2024?
Don, you're asking me this question. Oh, my gosh. He's the president of the United States.
I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending. We're changing people's lives.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news. And more bold, inspired solutions for America. This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 306.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So I'm reading yesterday a story about Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who's been a real fighter and a great congresswoman from the great state of Colorado. And anyway, there's this group, I've heard of them before, Mudrakers, American Mudrakers PAC, and they made such unbelievable claims against her. I sat there and I said, this is incredible. And she denies every one of them. Claiming she was an unlicensed paid escort, making allegations that she didn't have one, that she had two abortions, saying, you know, basically accusing her of being a call girl and everything in between. I don't even want to get into the specifics of it. Congressman Boebert is with us. Congresswoman, thank you for being with us. I know that you and your lawyers have said absolutely every allegation is blatantly false and disgusting, and it won't stop you from advancing freedom and conservative values. You pointed out this group's vile conduct and demonstrates why people are fed up with politics. I'm not going to stand by and pretend this is normal behavior. This political committee, funded by far-left Democratic donors, run by two left-wing political operatives, published pages of false statements they knew were completely fabricated, you said. The law on this type of defamation is clear, and this conduct will be subject to civil and criminal penalties. Let's first talk about where did this all come from?
Well, I'll tell you, Sean, first of all, thanks so much for having me on to talk about this. But I think if we're going to start with the malice being proved here, Muckrakers, they came out and said, we're going to go after Lauren Boebert in Colorado. They didn't say we're going to Colorado. We're going to try to learn more about this person. They said, we're going after her. We're taking her down. We're going to fire her. And so there was malice intent from the very beginning of all of this. And then there is no evidence to back up any of their claims. And it's really a shame that I have to come on your show and defend myself from such baseless and horrific allegations. When I decided to run for office, I knew that I'd take shots from the squad, the left, and even rhinos in my own party. But never, Sean, in my wildest dreams did I believe that some political hack could say I was an escort, licensed or unlicensed, I don't care. Say that I had 2 abortions, say that I was a meth addict, all totally false and with zero evidence that it even trended number 1 on Twitter and would be written up by reckless publications later. So I'm going to defend myself, defend my name, defend my family, and I'm taking legal actions against this guy, David Wheeler, and Muckrakers, and we're moving forward with a lawsuit.
Now, I guess the reason that some people picked up on this is the same group, as I understand it, that went after Madison Cawthorn, only in his case, I guess some of the allegations were true and backed up by photographic evidence. Isn't that true?
Right. This is the same group that went after Madison Cawthorn. And, they felt a little high and mighty after his unfortunate loss there. And they decided to come after me. They said, hey, we got a good thing going here. But, you know, the thing with this is, John, it's so sloppy. The allegations are sloppy and false. And I couldn't have even had 2 abortions when they said that I was. I was pregnant with 2 of my sons when they're claiming I had these abortions. And I've never had one to begin with. So their so-called anonymous source supposedly proved I was an escort by sending this guy a photo that wasn't even me. It's been verified as another woman. And worst of all, we have the text where this man was told by his source that one of his allegations was made up before he released it. He knew it was false, and he moved forward anyway, even published his source saying this is totally made up, and then changed his story later. So my team has spoken with multiple attorneys, and we're going to speak with more to find the right fit, and we're going to make sure that this political hack never has the opportunity to do this to anyone else again.
So they published a picture supposedly as from years ago, and apparently that person has been identified as not you. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, the woman is not me, and it's completely smeared all over these reckless publications and all over social media saying that this is me. Sean, this is the politics of personal destruction, and this is why people hate politics. I've been in D.C. this week, and I just want you to put this in perspective. I head home tonight, and I have to explain to my 9-year-old what an escort is and that mom never did that. I have to reassure my 4 boys that I didn't have 2 abortions, that they don't have 2 siblings that never made it. This is absolutely disgusting. It's sick, and it needs to stop.
Let me ask you about, because Fox Digital talked to the president of this organization, and they claim that only one person, the one person that can answer these questions is you, and they stand behind their source. Now, my understanding is that there's one source, and they're claiming they have text messages. Are any of the text messages from you or to you or from you or anybody you know?
No, this is a personal string of text messages from this anonymous source, between this anonymous source and David Wheeler. These are the only 2 people that are talking. This anonymous source grabbed wrong photos from the internet and put them in the text string and says, this is Lauren Boebert on some sugar daddy website that I was trying to obtain clients. And, and that I called this pay for play. I mean, absolutely disgusting. So his anonymous source is his only source. And then he turns around and says, Lauren Boebert is the only person who can answer these claims. And I stand by my source.
So you stand by the source. But if the photo isn't really a photo of you, and that's been pointed out, why wouldn't they at least correct that part of the story?
Right. And even after that was made apparent in these publications, even the Daily Beast came out and said, this is not Lauren Boebert. And they still said, we stand beside our source. I believe it was the Washington Examiner article. He said, no, our source says this is her, that they saw this on the website. The photo isn't on the website, and it's not me. So for them to continue this is absolutely nonsense, and this is why I have legal involved. But I do want to assure your listeners that these lies will not stop me from fighting for freedom, liberty, and conservative values. I don't get my identity from Twitter trolls or fake news. My identity is found in Christ, and that will never change.
Now the issue is, who are you going to sue? And obviously the organization or the PAC in this particular case, but I assume they're getting their money to do this work from high-end liberal donors. Are they held mm-hmm. accountable for the actions of the people they hire?
Well, this is what we're looking into right now with my attorneys. I got off the phone with the attorneys to join you. I'll be calling them again once we end this, and really trying to button this down. But they see the allegations. They see the truth in what I'm saying and the things that I'm able to prove. And they believe that this is a really strong case. And the law is clear, Sean. If you knowingly spread lies to hurt someone, that's libel. That's exactly what's happening here. And that's why I'm not letting this go. I've been working with these lawyers, you know, talking with defamation specialists, and I'm going to see this through. Lawsuits are expensive. So, of course, you know, we're going to need a lot of help to see this through to the end. Any listeners willing to help contribute to defend my name, which I think goes really to the greater good, to make sure that this can never happen again. And something that we're really focusing on is defamation per se. That is very weighty, and you cannot accuse someone of a crime. You cannot accuse someone of having an STD. You cannot impugn the chastity of a woman, and that's exactly what they're doing here. So I don't think it's a coincidence that these lies were spread while voters in my district are currently casting their ballots. Radical Democrats want me out of office, and they'll lie and break the law to try to beat me, but that's not going to happen because my district knows. The good people of Colorado know that I am fighting for them, and I know that they will have my back.
I've got to imagine that this is probably the most winnable libel, slander, defamation case of a public figure that I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah, you know, and proving a defamation claim against a public figure does in fact fall under a heightened standard of proof. It not only requires proof that the statement was false, but requires evidence that the defendant knew or should have known that the statement was false. So what is legally and financially disastrous for Muckrakers is the fact that we also have evidence, including internal Muckrakers text and email communications that demonstrates Muckrakers did in fact publish statements knowing those statements to be false. Further, numerous statements and images, that they published, with even a 5-minute web search, Muckrakers would have been able to see that this was false. So as I said, Sean, Muckrakers, they are sloppy, reckless, and wildly irresponsible. And these actions have created substantial legal liability for Muckrakers, David Wheeler, in his personal capacity, and probably each donor to the organization who chose to fund the effort knowing that it would result in defamation.
You know, it's just a sad thing. Quick break, more with Congresswoman Lauren Boebert on the other side than your calls. Folks, hey, there's a video I want you to see. It's the trailer to Hillsdale College's newest free online course. C.S. Lewis, great writer, one of the best. Read the Screwtape Letters. It'll scare you. And read Mere Christianity. Phenomenal. Anyway, it's C.S. Lewis on Christianity. We talk a lot about current events on this show, but some things, frankly, like faith and religion and God are a little more important. And C.S. Lewis was a master at addressing life's most important questions through vivid language that's both entertaining and fascinating. You'll learn a lot. Maybe if you don't know a lot about C.S. Lewis, you might know him from being the author of The Chronicles of Narnia. He's considered one of the greatest Christian apologists of the 20th century. And as a radio host, I appreciate Lewis's ability to communicate and inspire. In fact, the book Mere Christianity began as a series of radio messages.
Now, Hillsdale's free online course covers C.S. Lewis's profound insights into good and evil, prayer, the Bible, even heaven and hell. And did I mention the course is free? Anyway, we set up a website for you, seanforhillsdale.com. That's S-E-A-N-F-O-R, Hillsdale.com, for C.S. Lewis on Christianity.
If you're ready to get out of the media spin room, you've come to the right place. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Oh.
All right, more with Congresswoman Lauren Boebert of Colorado. When we were vetting Barack Obama, I knew that I had to get every fact right. And we checked and we double checked and we triple checked and we had numerous sources. And we sent people to Reverend Wright's church and we bought tapes that they were selling there. And the same with Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers and Acorn and all these different organizations they were part of. When we were investigating the conspiracy, Trump-Russia collusion, which we were totally vindicated on, I mean, we double checked. We had always had more than one particular source. We had background information because I knew if I got it wrong, I would be in trouble, but I'd also be putting people that work for me in potentially legal, in harm's way legally or my partners in radio and TV in a bad position. So I always try to do it very thoroughly and maybe it doesn't go as fast as you want. It seems like this was all rushed, and I'm a little bewildered that we're talking about only one source here, redacted, and they're not releasing these quote so-called evidence that they have that would prove this, and you are denying it as emphatically as anybody I've ever heard, and I've known you long enough to believe you,
I think it's
horrible in the middle of an election for you to have to go through this.
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting, even with the horrible abortion claims, I am staunchly pro-life. I defend the most vulnerable of our nation. I'm excited to see this Roe v. Wade decision come out, and hopefully we will begin to save hundreds of thousands of lives with that decision. We've lost 63 million children in our nation since Roe v. Wade has passed. But even in a recorded phone call that David Wheeler has published on his website with another person who he was trying to get information from, he led that person and said, you know, well, tell me about abortions. And she was like, what are you talking about? This person said, no, I don't believe that she's ever had an abortion. I don't know anything about that. And I know her better than anyone. And so before this anonymous text string, it was published, maybe before it even happened, he asked somebody who said that they were very closely connected with me. And that person said, no, she's never had an abortion. So he was even trying to back this up and couldn't, and still went ahead with that information, saying that I had abortions, which is, I mean, absolutely horrible. And like I said, Sean, I have to go home and explain this to my children now.
I've lived this with you. I know exactly the feeling. It's not fun. It's not. And, right. You know, this is why I always urge my audience, and my audience does understand this, never rush to judgment. Always believe in the presumption of innocence. And I'm listening to the passion in which you are defending yourself and your honor and your family's honor and integrity. And I hope the people of Colorado give you that presumption, because that is fundamental in our society, is our system of justice. And an allegation so salacious like this is just the worst kind. And it hurts. It's painful. Talk about pain and suffering. This is painful. This causes suffering in families. And you're right, there are kids involved as well. But we'll stay on top of this, Congresswoman. Let us know any updates you might have, and we'll watch it closely. But I have not seen a case like this that is more clear-cut in my life, based on everything you just told us. So we appreciate you sharing it. We're sorry you're going through it.
Thank you so much, Sean. I certainly appreciate you allowing me to come on here and talk about this. I trust the voters in my district. I trust the American people. And if any of your listeners want to help make sure I get reelected in the primary and continue this fight, please go to laurenforfreedom.com. This stuff can get it can get pricey. And, just every little bit helps to combat these lies with truth.
Appreciate Congresswoman Lauren Boebert out in Colorado, who's been a fighter for conservative causes. Thank you for being with us. Quick break, right back. Your calls on the other side, straight ahead.
Holding them accountable. Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Back to our busy phones. Let's say hi to Mike is in Indiana. Mike, hi. How are you? Thanks for checking in, sir.
Hi, Sean. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I want to first thank you for getting the truth out to America for all these years.
Well, thanks for helping me get it out. I'm trying my hardest.
My question and concern is about Trump running in 2024. I think we all believe it's going to happen. And I know you're friends with him, so I can't think of a better person to ask this question. Trump is a brilliant man and may be the smartest president we ever had. What he did for America over his 4 years as president was phenomenal. In fact, he was able to make the world a safer place. All that being said, why doesn't he understand his demeanor prevented him from having a landslide victory in 2020? I think if he could have changed slightly, the gap would have been so large that no amount of cheating could have overturned it. And I'm concerned if he wins the nomination in 2024, we could see a repeat of 2020.
Look, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you're right. His policies are phenomenal. He definitely rubs people the wrong way. Donald Trump probably occupies more space in more people's heads than anyone in the history of humankind. Obviously, he was divine, but for Jesus Christ when he was walking this earth. And I mean that in the sense that, Jesus had the biggest impact. The people that hate him, the space in their heads that he takes up is pretty overwhelming to me. I mean, you see it with this January 6th hearing stuff. For them, it never ends. Their hatred of him never ends. And you're right. His policies were phenomenal. I maybe the only insight I can give you is a question that I asked him on air. The last time I interviewed him, I think it was the last time or the time before, I asked him, I said, I know you're not going to give me an answer if you're going to run for reelection, but if you would change one thing about how you governed the last time, if you were to win again, what would it be? And I found his answer intriguing. He said, he paused. There was a pregnant pause, and he said, if I was going to change one thing, the media is so corrupt in this country, I would ignore them. And there's too much work to be done to fix the damage that Biden has caused. Something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing. And I thought that was a great answer.
Well, look, there are many things you do differently. We had an incredible administration with tax cuts and regulation cuts and rebuilding the military and warp speed. And think of this, just Space Force. We did so many things. But I think one of the things that I would do differently is, I found the media is so corrupt that I would really not focus on them almost at all. I just focused on getting the job done for the American people. You cater to the media. You deal with the media. They're very dishonest. They write opposite things. They have sources that aren't sources. They're unbelievably dishonest, hence the name fake news. I mean, they're fake news. And I think really I'd focus on getting the job done, getting our country back. Our country has never been in a worse position than it is right now. We're disrespected all over the world. We no longer have respect. And I would really be focused on that, just bringing our country back, getting it back to where we had it.
Look, you've got somebody that has all of the right problems, and yet his style does rub people the wrong way. There's no doubt about it. I'll take the guy with the mean tweets and the guy that fights back, but is competent and helps our country prosper and makes us strong on the world stage over this, you know, half a corpse that's president today that probably doesn't know today's Thursday.
Yeah, I just noticed the 2016 debate against Hillary, he was a lot more reserved. And that first debate against Biden, I looked at my wife and said, oh my gosh, the people that's on the fence or the uninformed voter doesn't understand issues may not vote for him.
Yeah, his second debate was much better. And by that time, though, however, 100 million votes had already been cast. By the way, all debates should take place before a single vote's cast, in my opinion. I think you're asking a very profound and important question. I think a lot of people are talking about it, and that love his policies, but wish just dial it back a little bit. It's not something he hasn't heard. It's I know he hears it. I know he's so active and involved, and he knows every detail about the economy, what's going on today. He's not stopped kind of following everything as closely as he always does, and that really is going to be up to him. Now, does he have the capacity to do it? 100%. He's one of these people in life I have found that if he sets his mind to something, he can do it. But, you know, I would, on the defensive side of him, I would say there's never been a president under more fire unfairly than he has been. I mean, 3+ years of the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that has now been totally debunked. Now, put yourself in that position. If you're being lied about every single second of every minute of every hour of every day, how are you going to feel? You're going to feel defensive. You're going to want to fight back. And that also defined the Trump presidency. There's nobody in the media that cared that they were wrong in their reporting. And, you know, the impeachment on Ukraine was ridiculous, especially in light of Joe Biden that was ignored with a real quid pro quo. You know, the post-presidency impeachment was insane. You know, this to me, this January 6th thing is just, you know, impeachment number 3. And, you know, frankly, if I were to give him advice, I would give him the advice that you're saying. Dial it back a little bit. We don't need to hear his comments on every single topic that doesn't impact what he's doing and to fix the country. Can he do it? Yeah. Will he do it? That's going to be up to him.
Yeah, and being phenomenal and brilliant, I know he's got that in him, but you're right how he was attacked. But maybe having 4 years off, he can dial it back a little bit during the debates, and maybe we have a landslide victory in 2024.
I don't think he'd make that same mistake again. That would be my prediction, knowing him as well. He's smart. He's a smart guy. And his policies were just perfect for the country. The policies work. And look, those of us that love this country and see this needless suffering that's going on, you know, we definitely need somebody competent that knows what the hell they're doing. And we now know the difference between a strong American president and maybe some would argue at times too strong. But it kept the world's bad actors in check, didn't it? They didn't do it on his watch. They did it on Obama's watch. They did it on Biden's watch. For example, Putin, Ukraine. They didn't do it on Trump's watch. North Korea wasn't firing those missiles based on the relationship he built up with Kim Jong-un, and he gave Kim Jong-un nothing except a little bit of his time. That's all he gave him, and attention. Anyway, appreciate it, Mike. A good call, thoughtful call. I know a lot of people talking about it. Let's get past 2022 first in my head. Let's say hi to Kurt. He's in Utah. I love Utah. I love Crown Burger in Salt Lake. What's going on, sir?
Right on, man. You got to come out and have some.
I love it.
Hey, I'm a truck driver, and I'm actually pulling into a truck stop here in Laramie, Wyoming, on my way to Denver, Colorado. And I want to share an observation and ask a question about it and then share an anecdote with you.
Okay.
So with all the driving that I do, I'm not seeing very many Biden stickers out here. And the campaign signs that I'm seeing, the the Republicans are out. How do you say that? There are more Republican signs than there are Democrat signs.
Listen, anecdotally, I think you've caught on to something. Look, Glenn Youngkin is a canary in the coal mine to me. When the Republican that nobody paid attention to, we put him on this show, but we didn't really think he had a shot in New Jersey. Had the country paid attention to New Jersey, I believe that there could have been an upset in that gubernatorial race. Congresswoman-elect Flores, 150 years, her district, District 34 in Texas, finally went from blue to red, and she won by 8 percentage points. You know, meanwhile, that's a 30-point swap from what, like, Hillary got in 2016. That is a dramatic turnaround. So I would say that things are so bad, and they're not going to get any better anytime soon. And knowing that we have a lot of truckers and farmers that call this show on a regular basis, I know the struggles you're going through. I don't know if you're an independent operator, you work for a company, but the price of diesel is way more than doubled since Joe Biden's become president. That's only a year and a half. That means every load costs more. That means every store we go to has to pay more, which means the cost gets passed on to us. You should not make a penny less, especially in inflationary times where your money's not going as far, than you were making before, you know, this economic and energy disaster that he imposed on this country needlessly.
You know what else I'm not seeing out here?
What?
As many trucks as there used to be.
Right now, trucking is a little slow. I only know because I have friends in the trucking business. But, you know, up to this point, up to like maybe a month or two ago, it was going gangbusters. Their take on it is it'll pick up again later in the summer. Do you agree with their assessment?
Oh, I hope so. Probably, but it's making me a little bit nervous. I mean, my loads are lighter, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that means you're making less money, I assume.
Right, exactly.
Now, do you work for somebody, or are you an owner-operator?
I used to be an owner-operator, and I sold my truck and became a company driver when Biden got installed in the White House.
By the way, not a bad call, because I know guys that have, you know, small fleets, 10, 12, 15 trucks, whatever, and they can't get the spare parts, and that's costing them a fortune. You know, when you work for another company or you do a leasing deal, it's a lot better because the leasing deal, they have to have you get you another truck, I think, within like a day or something to that effect.
Right.
But, you know, if you're, you know, working for somebody, I would assume you're getting paid the same amount of money regardless of what a gallon of diesel costs, right?
Yes, now I am. Definitely.
Good. Good. Now, well, I mean, first of all, it's a hard job. You're on the road. Like, you just pulled up to a truck stop. How many straight hours had you just driven?
Oh, I just did 6.5.
Man, that is brutal. Man, that's a hard job. And you got to pay attention the whole time. It's not like, you know, you get to take a cat nap while you're sleeping. And but anyway, thank you for what you do. You're such a vital part of our supply chain, our economy. And I don't think you guys get enough credit. Same with farmers. You guys feed all of us. And we appreciate what you do more than ever now.
Right. May I share a personal anecdote with you real quick?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay. Long ago, when you were on your book tour, you were in the Borders bookstore in Murray, Utah.
Is this when the guy threw a book at me? Guy waited online 3 hours just to throw a book at me, and he missed.
Oh, I was up near the front. If I would have known that, I would have done some ass butt kicking.
I'm like, but, I picked it up, and I go, does anybody want a free book?
I was up near the front, and I had my three kids with me and my wife at the time. Everybody was coming up, handing you their book. You were signing it. And then when my wife and I got up there, you stopped. And you came around the desk, and you shook our hands. We were the couple that was there in uniform, if you remember that.
I don't remember. Please forgive me for that. I mean, I've done a lot of events over the years.
Yeah. But I
always try to stop and say thank you to our military. I always, and with young kids, too, I like to, you know, say, give them attention, because a kid having to wait online for anything is a pain in the neck for the parents.
Right. And when we left, my kids were like, that's the guy you watch on TV.
Yeah, he looks better with makeup on. I'm sure they said that too. Or people love to tell me, you know, you look taller in person. You're skinnier in person. You look younger in person. I'm like, so I'm fat, old, and short on TV. Thanks a lot.
Right. But, you know, from that day, my kids have been listening and watching you, and they haven't stopped.
Well, I'm very grateful. Listen, the more I get to do this job every day, it's a passion now. It's for me, it's about the country. For me, it's, I want to be one of the spokes in the wheel. I always talk about it. And it's an all hands on deck moment. And it's all of us together. We can create the biggest wave election and after election day celebrate and then get back to work because we need to win two elections in a row. That's how, that's where I see the country right now. It's going to take all of us together to get us there. But I got to let you go. I'm just out of time. Kurt, God bless you. Please be safe on the road. Thanks for all you do, my friend. And my prayers for you and your family. Look, 2 years from now, you saw the interest rate hike yesterday, 0.75 basis points. You're going to look at interest rates 2 years from now and say, why didn't I listen to Hannity? Now, all these professional economists were right. Now, they're predicting at Goldman as many as 8 more interest rate hikes, as many, maybe more. Now, these rates today are going to look great 2 years from now. If you haven't gotten a mortgage review from our friends at American Financing, you need to do it. Do it now. You can also bring up your entire financial situation. If you have credit card debt, other kind of debt, you can do debt consolidation, work it into your monthly mortgage payment, pay one low rate, and lock it in while they're low before they go much higher. And they're going to go higher. I mean, I can see double-digit interest rates coming back like the Carter years. Anyway, it's a free, no obligation, no pressure consultation. Their mortgage experts are standing by. 866-615-9200, 866-615-9200. On the web, it's AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS, 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Come on, man. It's taken me 47 years to perfect doing nothing. I had to become president to show you I could do that better than anybody.
Joe Biden, the most dangerous man in America.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. Loaded up, the great one, Mark Levin. Thank me. God bless us. He'll join us. Lauren Boebert responding to these allegations made by a group, and she's now threatening to sue Tulsi Gabbard tonight. Geraldo, Geraldo's absolutely apoplectic about Joe Biden going to Saudi Arabia. Charlie Hurt, Newt Gingrich, and much more. 9 Eastern, set your DVR. Hannity, Fox News. We'll see you then. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.